I am so happy that I'm finally going to get a chance to talk to C'Asia. I've sort of been talking with C'Asia a little bit, but I like to save it for when we're really on the air. And I say that because C'Asia really looks to be in a great mood today. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, and where you go to school?
I'm 9, and I go to Montour.
And what grade are you in?
4th grade.
Now, I know that you've got a brand new school. Montour's school just opened this year. I haven't seen it yet. I watched it being built. What's it like?
It's big and crowded.
Is it crowded? Is it hard to get around from point to point?
Yeah, because I always get lost.
I would get lost in a big school like that, too. It's going to take some time, probably. Do you have favorite subjects?
Yeah, I like reading, math, and science.
What are you doing in math right now? What are you learning about?
We're rounding to the nearest thousand.
Oh, very cool. That helps. So you can sort of add things up and estimate the totals.
Mm-hmm.
Like 951 would round up to like 1,000. Very cool. How about reading? Are you reading anything interesting?
We're reading this story. It's called The Power of Wow. And it's about this girl, and she has to raise money for a bookmobile.
Wow. That sounds like a great story, and I can tell you like to read because you're very articulate, speak really well. Who is this over here next to you?
It's my sister.
And if you had to describe her in 3 words, can you think of 3 words that would describe her?
She's nice, she's pretty, and she likes shopping.
Ah, there you go. Nice, pretty, and she likes shopping. There's your character profile right there. And this is Nicole Parker. And Nicole, tell us a little bit about you.
So I go by Nikki, and I'm an occupational therapist, and I live in Pittsburgh. And during undergrad and graduate school, I babysat a lot. But once I got a real job, I wanted to still stay involved and maybe volunteer, so that's when I signed up for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
How long have the two of you been together?
1.5 years now.
Wow. So you've both gotten to see a lot of changes in each other. How do you think Nikki's changed since you've met her?
She got a new job, and she's getting married.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And how do you think C'Asia's changed?
I think that C'Asia grows every time I see her. She gets smarter. She surprises me with everything that she knows. And she also is so outgoing. When we first met, she was very shy. And now we talk a lot. So in the car, when we're doing whatever we're doing, we get to have great conversations.
What do you like to do together?
Go shopping.
What do you shop for? Where do you go?
We go to the mall.
I would love to give you a shopping list because I don't like going shopping. That's just never been one of my things.
We mostly just window shop, so there's not a lot of transactions going on. But we make lists of everything that we would love to have if we could.
Well, that's a fun way to spend time. Have you ever gone to see where Nikki works?
Mm-mm.
Do you know much about the kind of work she does?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty important. I've always been amazed at what physical therapists can do to help people feel better. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Be a doctor.
Really? How come?
Because,
Do you know any doctors?
Mm-mm.
It sounds like you like to help people, maybe, or at least to help people feel better.
We actually, as one of our outings, we made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the homeless, So we volunteered at National Volunteer Day and went and made how many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches do you think we made together?
112.
If you had to round that, what would it be? It'd be about 100, right? Yeah. We could round up to get more credit. That's a great program where food is handed out, or provided, I should say, to folks. I've read about that with doctors being behind that. Do you remember when you first met Ciesha, what that was like, when you first met Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
She was fine.
Well, that's nice. What was it like for you, Nikki?
I was nervous when I first met her. I didn't know if she would like me or we would kind of be able to bond as a little sister and big sister, but now she's like my real sister. So we have a lot of fun together and I enjoy hanging out with her, and I'm glad everything worked out and we're a good pair.
Yeah, you do seem like such a great pair. I meant to ask you who else is in your family, Ciesha.
I have a sister and three brothers.
And what's your sister's name?
Talia.
And is she older or younger than you?
She's older than me.
And your brothers' names?
Kair, Jaden, and Kaden.
And are they older or younger?
Younger.
Well, it's nice that you've got Nikki all to yourself. It's a big family. Do you have any pets? Any animals?
We used to have fish, but they died when my mom was cleaning out the cage.
That happens sometimes. Can you remember something you did together outside that you really enjoyed doing, the two of you?
Whenever we went to go to this place to get me a bike, and then we took off the training wheels, and then we were riding it.
So you learned to ride a bike with Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
That had to be really exciting. Do you like to ride now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to be incredible. What do you remember about that?
Was actually through Big Brothers Big Sisters. They were giving away different bikes that were donated to them. So we went and picked it up, and then we kind of made a day date of it and went over to get lunch, and we went window shopping again, and then we went to my neighborhood and kind of practiced on that. So it was fun.
That's great. In what area do you live in?
I live in Greentree.
Okay, so you're not too far apart. Well, it's nice to have you here. We've got somebody else here who is Sean Hall from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, a relative new person there, and it's great to have you. What attracted you to come work for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, I moved to Pittsburgh in August, and I was looking for a job, as you do when you move to a new place sometimes, but mentorship has always meant a lot to me. I think that I'm in the place that I'm at in my life because of mentors, and so I wholeheartedly believe in the mission. And so when I saw that there's a position open, then I just had to jump on it, and it matches with what I want to do professionally, who I am personally, and it's a great fit culturally.
Well, that's great. What caused you to choose Pittsburgh?
My wife is actually a student at Carnegie Mellon, so she said she was moving and I could move if I wanted to, and I decided I wanted to move with her.
Probably a reasonable choice. Where are you from?
I'm from the Seattle area originally, and then I lived in Idaho for the last 6 years for school, so the Northwest.
So are you finding our well-marked streets and simple, clear, organized city navigable?
I actually got lost on the way here. I have to admit that.
It takes a while. You know, there's all sorts of things. We tend to give directions by referring to things that used to be in places that aren't there anymore. Is there anything special happening at Big Brothers Big Sisters that we might want to take note of?
Well, we just finished with our illumination event that was held in the Point Breeze area, and we had a great time there. I think there were over 600 people there for that event. Coming up, let's see. I think that we're looking forward to Bowl for Kids' Sake coming up in the spring. which is a great fundraising event that we do every year. I know that there are always smaller events, you know, like Matchmaker's Breakfast coming up in November that there should be information about on our website. But as far as like huge events go, I think we just got over one, so we're looking forward to the next one now.
Well, I think Big Brothers Big Sisters is lucky to have you. I'm glad that worked out. What's your wife studying at Carnegie Mellon?
She's studying environmental engineering with a focus in air quality.
Excellent. They have excellent people there, some of who I know quite well, that were there when I was a student there, so and are still there. Terrific. That's Sean Hall, who's new. I'll bet we'll hear from him before. I have a couple presents for you, CAsia. First of all, I have a radio broadcasting patch. And I've got a sticker. And this is a pass here for the Children's Museum. Although today's not the day to use it because admission is free today to Maker Fair. But you could come back sometime together and use it and even bring a couple of people with you because it's good for four people. And it's really so nice to talk to you. Do you like to sing?
Yeah.
I had a feeling you did. Do you sing in any groups? Do you have a chorus at school?
Mm-mm.
No, but do you sing at church or anywhere?
Yeah, I have a choir.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know why that just occurred to me all of a sudden that you might like to sing. Do you know how to play any musical instruments?
I play the flute.
How's it going?
Well, I didn't get my instrument yet, but it should be coming to school soon.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you both for being here, both Nikki and CAsia, and of course, Sean. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Do you think it's a good thing to be in Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yeah, because there's always something to do instead of staying home and being in the house or just playing outside with nothing to do.
That sounds great. What do you think, Nikki?
I think it's a rewarding experience, and it's just a small way that you can make a difference in a child's life. And they're always looking for mentors. So if you're looking for some way to give back or discover your inner child, I get to do fun things like ice skating and going to pumpkin patches and going to museums and do fun things that I wouldn't probably do if I didn't have CAsia with me. So I have lots of fun. It's stress-free and a good way to give back.
Well, bbbspittsburgh.org is how you can learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Thanks to all three of you for being here.